Trailbreakers are busy packing and clearing the Yukon Quest International Sled Dog Race Trail. There are no major changes planned for the route this year. As KUAC's Emily Schwing reports, this will be one of the busier years on the Alaska side of the trail, where dog teams are likely to encounter open water.
It's one of the better years for snowpack in interior Alaska, and many people have reveled in a recent stretch of temperatures at or above 0 degrees. But race manager Alex Olison says the combination of warm weather and thick snow means dog teams competing in this year's Yukon Quest are likely to encounter open water on the Yukon River.
Lots of snow and mild temperatures have just insulated the ground and the ice that is there. It seems like they'll have to do a lot of cutting back and forth to avoid leads. So where you would think going down a river, you would just take a straight line from corner to corner. It's just not possible.
Olison says there are a number of open leads on other water bodies along the trail as well.
And we've heard it from pilots, too, that apparently these leads are in a lot of different places that they don't usually see open water.
On the upside, Olison says there are no reports of jumble ice on the Yukon, which means despite the switchbacks, it could be a smooth run as dog teams head toward Eagle and the Canadian border. He also says thick snow means notoriously rough sections of trail may not be as technical this year.
Places where there's lots of stumps and rocks will be covered up, which is nice.
A fierce November storm posed a challenge for trail breakers earlier in the season because they had to clear downed trees and brush from the trail. Overall, Olison says with less than a month before the race start, logistics are coming together.
You pretty much assume at this point in January that the weather will get bizarre and it'll be 50 below and that everything will be miserable for everybody. You also assume that somebody will rabbit out in front at record pace. You just have to guess that that will happen. And if it doesn't, then great. And if it does, then we were right.
This could prove to be one of the busiest years for the Alaska Side Trail, with 20 teams signed up to run all 1,000 miles to Whitehorse in the Yukon, and another 25 planning to run the Yukon Quest 300, which follows an out-and-back route between Fairbanks and Circle. Reporting in Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.